Blog Talk Radio.
Oh. Nothing, I'm gonna take your shit. Hey, oh. Can you do me a favor? Easy, look, I want you to go like this. See this? I want you to hold this like this so I can take your shit and I can just pull it to paper. Can you do that?
I see. You said you were buying a car today.
Charlie.
I found my car online. I got
Okay.
Happiness, what's as long as you do? The upper you have?
Thank you. breathing in place.
Thank you.
Green, right? Not bad. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, hi, girl.
Hey, come here, that's my sock. That's my sock. Oh, hey.
What? Let go.
That's it, Charlie. That's it.
Thank you.
Leo, you just pouring the show. She has a rosary for it. Full time. I see.
72 degrees. It is Wednesday. Sunny. 93 a.m.
Yeah, because oh, so they did.
We did it again. Verizon has been named America's most reliable network by Marketplace, and our customers rated us number one for network quality, according to J.D. Power. There's only one best network.
In order to return to work. For more on this, let's welcome Tom Gimbel, LaSalle Network founder and CEO. Tom, it's not just Disney. You've got big companies like Walmart and Facebook that are saying the same thing. Do you expect this to be the norm for companies in the near future?
I was leading a group of CEOs in conversation last week and talking about this, and the overwhelming feeling was that the majority of companies are going to come back and say, vaccinate, don't bring it to your office. Over having people mandatory masks in the office.
Because they'd like to let people, if they're in the office, at least be comfortable and go free with that. What's been the holdup to this point? Was it the emergency use authorization, or is the tipping point really the Delta variant and widespread that we're seeing?
I think what has been the Delta variant in the fact, and what most people's concern was, is that now people who have the vaccine are showing that they have COVID symptoms or having COVID in fact. And so they're saying, what do we do to make sure that people feel safe? And the overwhelming concern when polling employees is that I feel safer around vaccinated people than non-vaccinated people with or without masks. And so what employers are trying to do is appease everybody, but you have to look at it sometimes and say the needs of the many outweigh the needs of few, and do what you can do to get as many people into the office at once.
You know, that's overwhelming. Even the companies that are mandated at this point are saying that you've got a couple of months to get this taken care of. By then, do you think the Delta variant will die out, or will you be waiting to go back around?
My feeling on this is that I have a real problem with companies saying this is where we're going, but we're not starting it for 6 weeks. Employees have had months to get the vaccine, been very readily available. And if you actually believe this is the best for your employees, start it today. And the fact that they're saying another 6 weeks or 8 weeks is prolonging the opportunity for people to be spreading it within their walls. And that I have a little bit of an issue with. I understand why they want to give people time. You started mandating it now, and then as soon as people got the vaccine, and they can come back in the office, and everything would be
okay. There's so much kind of back and forth over this. As you said, employers want to please everybody. There's no way to do that in this situation. Where does that lead them? And especially right now when you're talking about a real demand for talent and an employee market.
Our company finds companies, people that they need for all different types of white collar jobs. And what we're seeing right now, this is the best labor employment situation that I've seen in my lifetime at almost 50 years old. I think of all time right now. And so what we have is companies now are focusing on life with COVID. They're not worried about in the office or out of the office. They're saying the government is not going to do a shutdown again, number one. And number two, we are eventually going to be in the office. Besides seeing the shift in 6 months of saying we hire people anywhere, now saying we really want people in the location of where our office is, because eventually they're coming back, hybrid or not, they're coming back in the office. And that is a little bit of a shift in this employment market where there's 9.5 million jobs available. The companies are still
Thank you.
magazine.
Thank you. We can the Yeah.